Page 5 of 8. Rare, Alonzo Mann Affidavit, March 4, 1982, the shaft would have been open. Conley could have dumped her down the empty elevator shaft. I believe for some reason, Jim Conley turned around toward me. He either heard my footsteps coming or he sensed I was behind him. He wheeled on me and in a voice that was low but threatening and frightening to me, he said,
"If you ever mention this, I'll kill you."
I turned and took a step or two, possibly three or four steps up toward the second floor, but I must have worried about whether the office upstairs was closed. I did hear some movement upstairs, but I can't be sure who was on the floors above. I was fearful that the office might be closed, and so I turned back toward Conley. I wanted to get out of there quick. He got to within about 8 feet of me. He reached out as if to put one arm or hand on me. I ran out of the front door and raced away from that building. I went straight home. I rode the streetcar. Once at home, I told my mother what I had just seen. I told her what Jim Conley had said to me about killing me. I didn't know for sure that the girl in his arms was dead. My mother was very disturbed by what I had told her. She told me that I was never, never to tell anybody else what I had seen that day at the factory. She said she didn't want me involved or the family involved in any way. She told me to go on about my business as if nothing had happened and that sometime soon I would have to quit working there. From then on, whenever I was at work, I steered clear of Jim Conley. I kept away from him and he did the same. When my father came home, my mother explained to him what I had seen and what Conley had said to me. My father told me to forget it and never mention it. My mother was a very strong-willed woman who was 30 years younger than my father, and he said to me what she wanted him to say. Later on, he told me that Frank would never be convicted. I have wished many times that my mother hadn't taken that attitude, and that either she had told the authorities or that she had encouraged me to tell somebody, perhaps Leo Frank, what I had seen. When the detectives later questioned me, I told only that part of the story up to the time I left that day to go meet my mother. I did not tell that I had come back into sworn to and subscribed before me this fourth day of March, 1982. Signed, Alonzo M. Mann. My commission expires May 18, 1985. Signed, Charles M. Gore. Charles M. Gore, Notary Public.